It's time for this week's Focus on Business. Today, part two of Tom Martin's conversation with Brad Flowers, co-founder of the Lexington marketing and branding agency, Bullhorn Creative.
Let's turn to branding. First, it's a word that's bandied about quite a bit.
Yes.
How do you define it?
Oh, that is a tough one. I think branding is a similar word to culture, where if it's so slippery, if a group of people sat down and tried to define it, you'd get however many different definitions as there were people. Jeff Bezos said that your brand is what people say about you when you're not in the room, which is, I think, kind of interesting because it gets at the reflective nature of a brand, where there are certainly things that you do, you put out there, where whether you make a product, you provide a service, you hire people, you wear a certain uniform, you answer the phone a certain way, you have a certain sort of website and aesthetic. These are all things you're doing to impact your brand. But the reality is that there's still someone on the other end of that. And the person on the other end of that brings their own perspective. And so that your brand is actually this interchange between you and your consumer.
As part of the process of helping a client develop their brand, do you actually do some kind of research to find out what people are saying when you're out of the room?
We don't do too much consumer research. Most of the research really is pretty introspective. We want them to really think about who they are, why they do what they do. Because a lot of people, you know, you start a business, you start doing something, and you just don't have time to think about those things. All of the work is consuming enough. And so we help them take a step back, think about themselves critically, and give them some tools to express themselves more clearly.
So when you're putting all this together, it seems to me as an outsider looking in that it's kind of a chicken and egg conundrum. Which comes first, language or logo?
Yes. It kind of depends. If we're naming the organization, then naming is generally always comes first. If the name is established, then we work, we push on language and design at the same time in an iterative process. And so as we push them both forward, I think language is influencing the design, and then also design choices are also influencing language. I think that's how it happens in reality, is that it's kind of is happening at the same time.
And I take it the goal is to get to the point where the two complement one another.
Yeah, I think they should feel tonally compatible, where they both, whether it's a particular saturation or a color or the strength of a sentence, you know, they should feel like they're coming from the same organization, and they should feel like they're all speaking from the same sort of common vernacular.
When you're putting together all those things, the look, the voice, the language, and so forth, you ever find yourself kind of wrapped around the axle and you just have to kind of walk away from it for a while and come back and start all over again?
Yeah, a lot of times you get so deep in it that you get kind of spun out and you get kind of overwhelmed. But then when you step back and you know you have an insight at the most surprising time, you know, that's one of those creative process things, is we have to build enough time in our process to create room for that to happen. If we try to compress it too much and we don't leave room for that time, that's when we can get into trouble.
Brad Flowers is co-founder of the Lexington marketing and branding agency, Bullhorn Creative. Tom Martin's Q&A series appears biweekly in the Business Monday section of the Lexington Herald Leader. Technical support for this broadcast is provided by Dynamics Productions, online at dxaudio.com.